Mr. Sharon was rushed to Jerusalem's Hadassah Hospital after complaining of not feeling well late Wednesday. Dr. Shlomo Mor Yosef, the medical director of Hadassah Hospital, says initial tests indicated that Mr. Sharon suffered a cerebral hemorrhage. In a brief statement, Dr. Mor Yosef told a shocked Israeli public that Mr. Sharon had suffered a significant stroke.
Good evening.
Israel's government reacted immediately, transferring Mr. Sharon's powers to his vice premier, Ehud Olmert. Cabinet Secretary Yisrael Maimon made the announcement.
Given the fact that the treatment of the prime minister requires anesthetic, I spoke to the Attorney General a few minutes ago, and I spoke to the Deputy Prime Minister, Minister Olmert, and it's been decided that Minister Olmert, who is at home and is not updated, should be have powers transferred to him. The other ministers have also been updated.
The 77-year-old Mr. Sharon suffered a mild stroke in December and was scheduled to undergo a medical procedure on Thursday to patch a tiny hole in his heart. His doctors had said while he was extremely overweight, he was in generally good health. Late last year, Mr. Sharon left the ruling Likud party and formed his own party known as Kadima, or Forward, to contest elections on March 28th. News of his stroke has thrown Israeli politics into confusion. Daniel Ben Simon of the leading Israeli newspaper Haaretz says Mr. Sharon's political era has now passed.
After 60 years of action for many Israelis, he was seen as a war hero and who became a peace hero. Suddenly he disappears in such dramatic circumstances. It's very bad. You know, he's become so dominant in Israeli life, Israeli politics, that the whole disengagement was on his shoulders. He was seen by the Israelis as somebody who can carry out the most difficult things.
Last year, under Mr. Sharon's direction, Israel carried out a withdrawal of troops and settlers from the Gaza Strip. In comments made after he formed his new party, Mr. Sharon said if he won a historic third term, he would use his mandate to draw Israel's final border with the Palestinians. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.